Here we go. Final show of the year. And it's one where we get to talk about state basketball. It's Friday night, which means there's only one thing that you're doing at this point in time. Honestly, you're either celebrating or the season has come to an end for your favorite team at some point in this past week. We're going to break everything down for you. Welcome into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. And we've got a special guest tonight because Boz, when he had a great idea to move the show to Saturday so we can ensure we have all of substates all completed, he forgot he had a prior commitment. And we talked about it last Friday. So let me introduce everybody. You guys know who he is. We got Fluke in with us tonight. So it's Jake and Fluke tonight, buddy.
Bottom of the barrel. And here I am. It's not Friday night and it's not Boz, but we're going to try to get through a fun scoreboard show. I'm looking forward to this.
Should be a good time. This is the first time you've been on the scoreboard show. Like, ever?
Never been privileged enough to be sit in a seat before in my life. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a lot of things to get through here tonight. There's a lot of things that have happened since we last spoke with all of you last Friday. Teams have punched tickets to state tournaments. Upsets have happened day by day. And there are teams that are going for multiple state titles in a row. There are teams that have gone now four times in the last 6 years to the state tournament. And there are teams that have gone for the first time, Fluke, in north of 20 years.
It's been a long time coming, but all that matters is you're going this year, so forget the history and look forward to the opportunity next week to have a chance to be showcased and shine with some of the best teams in the entire Sunflower State. What a week it is. So many sites, so many teams, and a great opportunity that I know nobody takes for granted.
Yeah, exactly. And again, especially us, you know, broadcaster perspective, Northeast Kansas, we've been blessed for, I mean, good heavens, you've been doing this here in Northeast Kansas for north of two decades. I'm getting close to that, not quite there yet. And this is something that I feel like every single year by this time in March, it's like, okay, we've got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 teams going to state.
It is kind of crazy. We are pretty spoiled, and we do admit that. But yeah, with our MSC Sports Radio Network, it's a good thing we've added a new station here in the last year because, we just keep adding more teams. It seems like every postseason, it doesn't matter the sport. We're blessed with some of the best leagues and the best teams, and not just teams, but, you know, communities that really come together and support their school. They're passionate. They know, you know, every kid that's out there on the field or the court, and they take a lot of pride in that success. And so we're blessed for sure. We're spoiled. We'll admit it. But again, this year, it looks like our MSC Sports Radio Network coverage area will have a lot of teams extending their season and getting to play at the biggest stage of them all next week for state basketball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We got a couple things to preview for people for tonight's show, Fluke, and there's some good things happening. We did this last year in the final show of the regular season and into the postseason, and that was we got on the horn with as many coaches as we could that are going to the state tournament next week. We will have a handful for you. I'll break those all down here in just a little bit. But people, they got to know a little bit right now. We got to get some scores to the folks at home. And Fluke, can you give me some scores that you got?
Well, of course, it's interesting. This is the first year that we haven't just had sub-state championships all on Saturday night. So we found out yesterday, actually half of the teams that were heading, almost half in the state, heading to a state tournament. So we had sub-state championships last night and more state championship games tonight. So we'll start with the girls' side. And these are some winners from last night. The Axtell girls lost to Hanover, so Hanover returns to state. They won 46-25. The Troy girls going to state as they beat Rock Hills 43-31. Also heading to state from a win last night, the Silver Lake girls in Class 3A. They whipped up on Wellsville 58-25. Also yesterday in 1A Division II, it was the Lynn girls, another TVL school, heading to the state tournament. Lynn girls beat St. John's Tipton 52-35. And two other scores from last night on the girls' side, it was Centralia girls winning 54-43. Centralia back at state again. And the Osage City girls beat Royal Valley last night 62-47. Also, this one was last night as well. The Heston girls beat Riley County 45-38. So we only have two girls games in the MSC Sports Radio Network area that were tonight. Only two girls games, and that included the D West girls making it to state as they step up to Class 2A. Donovan West girls won tonight against Wabunsee 39-35. Congrats, Coach Perry Smith and the Lady Mustangs. And the other Mustangs going to state from the Twin Valley League, that would be Valley Heights, as their girls win tonight. Jay Brockstrom's crew takes care of Casey Christian, 52-36.
Back-to-back for them going to the state tournament, and as you alluded to, 2A for that one. So big-time teams making big-time moves, and with that comes some teams that didn't get to go to state. And with that being said, one of those things where you look at these teams, look at these games, look at these opportunities for these teams, and people are disappointed. They want to be at state next week, but it's something that's pretty impressive to make it to a sub-state championship game for quite a few of them, yeah?
No doubt. I mean, you look at some of these teams that kind of became a little bit of a Cinderella story. And the other thing interesting about this year's postseason for basketball, is it just me or have we been playing postseason sub-state games for like 2.5 weeks now?
Dude, I'll tell you. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure sub-state started like 2 weeks ago, but it was so strung out. It wasn't just, yeah. You know, this week and just over a stretch of, you know, 3 or 4 days. The sub-state games were all drastically spread out, so, you know, teams got to extend their season, a lot more practice time. You mentioned teams that didn't quite get there that were maybe a developing, you know, underdog or Cinderella-type story, like the Royal Valley girls fell just shy of getting to state. Axtell girls, you know, made a little run there in the end. So
yeah.
Definitely some teams that made some noise but fell just short, still had great seasons indeed.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is, again, a team, a season where we look back on things. And I think there's some teams that definitely surprised you to have that Cinderella aspect. But I know Bison's really happy when you just announced that Donovan West score, because D. West Mustangs were his dark horse pick this season. And he got a lot of flack for that because they are a 13-14 win team from a year ago. And you kind of expect that. You know, when you build a good program like Coach Smith's done, you expect those kind of wins, right? And the only way he could pick them as a dark horse was to make a push to state, and they did so.
They did. Congratulations. But they're kind of one of those teams that if you look back over the last handful of years, they're almost becoming a household name, whether it's volleyball or basketball. Making some trips to the state tournament has become kind of expected almost every season, and certainly one of the goals for D. West, and they get it done in basketball this year, despite moving up to the Class 2A rank. So I think this will be the first time that D. West gets to play state basketball in the Octagon of Doom, Bramlage Coliseum.
The Octagon of Doom. That's in Manhattan, if you guys are not familiar with where the Bram is. But, yeah, so we got a great show lined up for you. Fluke sitting in. You will hear from Bonds a little bit later on in the show. He'll come in on the Giant Communications hotline a little bit later on in the evening. But speaking of the Giant Communications hotline here tonight, Fluke, we've got our first caller of the night. Giant Communications providing you the speed you need when you need it. And Giant Mobile is now available for you. $30 per line per month gets you an amazing, using the nation's most reliable network for your cell plan, as well as you got a $50 opportunity per month for a gigabit of internet speed. We're going to go right to our Giant Communications phone line because we talked about having some coaches on the show tonight, Fluke. And the first one to kick things off, I know he's driving right now. Well, maybe he's not driving, but he's on his way home right now. And it's the Silver Lake girls head coach, Kyle Porter, KP. Guys are able to go back to the state tournament and try and defend that state title from a season ago. Just tell me, you Fluke, a little bit, and the listeners at home, what's that feel like for you?
Oh, man, you know, it feels really good. I had somebody tell me yesterday that just because you've won before, you've been there before, or people expect you to win, it's no easier and it's no less significant. And I think that rings true for us this year. To be able to replace a number of really, really good players last year and to just get better throughout the year and find ourselves in a really good spot from a sub-state standpoint and to finish off the way we did last night, pretty special, and we're excited to go back to Hutch.
Well, a big win over Wellsville, Coach, 58-25, but I know you don't take it for granted. You told me tonight earlier when we ran into you in Hiawatha that it is very difficult. You know, my question for you, obviously you have some different players and different things this year, but the biggest change was the Big East. Just talk about how much difference, I guess, you feel like at this point going back to the state tournament that it was for your club playing in the Big East this year instead of the Mideast, and maybe how that has your team in a different spot or perspective heading back to state.
Yeah, I think the Big East League is a gauntlet. It's going to challenge you. There's a lot of really quality coaches and good basketball players that you have to play against on a nightly basis. And I think that showed itself with with how teams played in their sub-states. You know, you had Riley County playing for a sub-state championship. You have Royal Valley playing for a sub-state championship. You have us playing for a sub-state championship. And so it just shows that you're going to get tested. Your record may not be pristine, but because of that experience, I think your teams are prepared to play in close games and in big-time environments. And so it's been a huge benefit for us personally, and I'm glad we're in the Big East, and it's exciting to see teams continue to compete and play well in the postseason.
One more question for Coach Kyle Porter from myself, and that is 3A. Holy cow. I mean, just looking at those sub-states whenever they came out, I truly feel like 3A is one of the most competitive and the toughest. We were talking about from a league perspective, but what about state? I mean, your team's probably looking at, what, like a 4 or 5 seed, maybe even the 6. I mean, this bracket's going to be loaded this year, and it's not the first time that you've taken, you know, back-to-back teams to a state tournament, but you kind of have that bullseye. So talk about just the competition that you expect again this year at 3A as the defending champs.
Yeah, 3A is loaded. You're right. Looking at the sub-states, depending upon how things shake out with you know, equal records and things of that nature, we could be a 4 seed, 5 seed, 6 seed. I really think, though, at the end of the day, you're going to have to face good teams regardless of where you find yourself. And so your goal is to do nothing that is different than what you've done all year. You know, people can talk about maybe a target on our back, but really for us, we're just trying to chase what we think our best is and play as good a basketball as we can. And really, I think at this point in the season, it all comes down to trust. Comes down to trust in your abilities and trust your preparation and training, and to try not to do anything and deviate from what you've done all season. And if you do that, if you trust yourself and you play the game that you think you could, or that the way that you want to play it, you're going to have to make shots, but that's going to at least keep you in the game and give you a chance to win.
All right, Coach Kyle Porter of the Silver Lake Lady Eagles, good luck to you next week. We'll have coverage of the Eagles in their state championship defense run next week all across our networks. Coach, I appreciate you taking some time and joining the show here tonight.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Head Coach Kyle Porter of the Silver Lake Eagles. And, Fluke, it's no surprise that he's at the state tournament once again. It's no surprise that they are defending their crown either. This is an impressive run right now by the Silver Lake Eagle team.
Yeah, no doubt. We remember Kyle Porter, of course, going back-to-back a couple years with the Royal Valley Girls, winning a championship with the Panthers out to Hayes, and now what a run he's having with the Silver Lake Girls right now as they get to return to Hutchinson, try to defend their title. That bracket's going to be tough, man. 3A girls and boys, when those brackets come out, I mean, you know, we're talking about a team with only a couple losses, and they're talking about being a 4, 5, or even a 6 seed with
That's
only
crazy.
Two losses. That's tough.
Absolutely nuts. And the brackets, are, folks, just so you know, still are not out yet. They're not released yet. It's very possible that they will not be out until tomorrow morning. It's very likely that could be a possibility. I know that there's been some people that have posted brackets, but guess what happened not too long after that, Fluke?
They ripped them down.
They ripped them down and said, something's not right. We got to double check this. So we can do our best to, you know, kind of guess, kind of, you know, try and do our best. But I'll tell you what, we got to do one thing, and that's get back on the Giant Communications hotline, because now it's time to talk girls basketball in Class 1A Division I. Fluke, we talked about a team. Guess we got disconnected again, so we're going to jump back on once again.
Talked about a team that's been at state recently and had success, and we're about to talk to a coach that this has been a little while coming. This is a coach that's been around. He's had success coaching at different sports and different levels, but it's going to be the first time that this girls' basketball team gets to go and play in a state basketball tournament.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Giant Communications hotline. Coach, are you there?
I am here.
All right. I know this is like pulling teeth to get you on the radio because you just love it so much. But we're talking now with head coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Lady Trojans. And, coach, this is the second time in school history, first time in north of 20 years for the Troy Trojans to make it to a state tournament. Just tell me a little bit about what this past 24 hours has been like for you after you guys get that win last night against Rock Hills.
First of all, I feel like I've made the big time finally. I'm on this show.
That's what I'm thinking, Coach. I'm with you there tonight.
This has been a great show all year that people go home and can listen to on Friday nights. And now it's Saturday night, I know we're a night later. But Great show. I appreciate you having me. And just watched D West win. I watched with a bunch of Highland fans, and I found myself rooting hard for the D West Mustangs. And I know some people might find that hard to believe, but I'm happy for them. What a great game they had tonight. And our game last night was a tough game. I thought Rock Hills was a little better than maybe even we expected. And, you know, we didn't play great, but hey, anytime you can win in March and advance, we're happy to do that, and pretty exciting time for us.
No doubt about it. Just tell me a little bit about the culture. You know, you and I have talked many times throughout this basketball season, and one of the things that we talked about even just last night before tip-off was, you know, it wasn't so many years ago, you know, that Troy had a team that, you know, unfortunately was going 3-17 or 4-16. What's the culture shift been like for your squad here in the past couple seasons as you've seen this progression and now you guys are at a state tournament?
Well, we've got a great group of seniors that have put in the time in the weight room, and we talked about winning championships in all sports this summer back when we were working hard, and they won a couple championships in volleyball, and we kind of were able to keep it going. Our first year back in the Northeast Kansas League, we went undefeated in that league and won a league championship, and I was proud of that. And then to top that off with the sub-state championship last night was very exciting for us. Felt like we reached a couple of goals that we wanted to reach, and, you know, it's an exciting time to be in Troy, and hopefully we kind of change it around. We've had a lack of talent here recently in our girls' sports, and they haven't had a lot of success, so very happy to see the smiles on the faces of those girls last night after we won that game.
Yeah, it was big time. I said it on the broadcast. It was immediate. You saw the tears of joy that was happening for those kids. What does it mean for you? This will be your final question here tonight with you, Coach. I know you want to get back at it, but I just wanted to ask you, what does it mean for you? You've been there for 28 years, and I know you love when I bring that up, but you've been there for 28 years, and to see the way that this community's rallying around these girls and you and Coach Rogers, just what does that mean?
Oh, it means a lot for us. You know, we went through some struggles there with no talent. We've got some talent this year, and I don't know if what we did was expected. I mean, I don't know if you would have told me before the year that we'd be 21-1 and headed to the state tournament. I might have said, slap me in the face, because I might not have believed that. But these girls have really played some good basketball. And actually, the defensive end has kind of carried us this year. We haven't shot the three ball as well as I thought we might. And defense kind of carried us again last night when we were missing some threes and missing some easy ones in the second half. And just made me lose a few more hairs than I've already lost. But, man, what a great game. What a great win for us. And, man, the new format, Acacia, helped us out a little bit this year. We had a great opportunity. We didn't have to see Centralia or Clifton Clyde, you know, in the finals. And that was a good deal for us. And normally we would have had to face Centralia in a sub-state final, or even D-West moving up to 2A. You know, they would have normally been in our sub-state, and that would have been a loaded sub-state. And congratulations to the D-West girls. I just watched them win, and I hope you can get Perry Smith on the line. I think, I don't even know if he broke a sweat during that sub-state tournament run that he went on, but that was a great win by them. And I think five Twin Valley League schools are going to the state championship tournaments, and we kind of feel like we're still a little bit of a Twin Valley League school, but we're proud to represent the Northeast Kansas League in Dodge City next week.
Just a nice little short road trip for you, huh?
Yeah, a nice little run to Dodge City. But we're happy to make it. I'll smile on my face all the way.
Drive anywhere. Well, we would love, of course, to see like a Troy Centralia state championship game. Brackets aren't out, but I'm starting to get a little bit leery that it looks like the Trojans and Panthers might end up on the same side of the bracket.
Well, I don't know what Case is doing either, not getting those brackets out. I can tell them the seeds right now for the 1A D1 tournament. We just need to know the times. But it looks like we might play Central Plains right off the bat. And, you know, nothing like playing one of the most storied traditions in Kansas right off the bat. That's not a great draw for us. But, you know, I feel like a little bit of pressure has been relieved from us. I thought our girls played tight the last couple games, being like the favorite, and we aren't used to being the favorite.
Sure.
So maybe we'll go to Dodge and have a little bit of that underdog mentality and start to loosen up and play a little better. And there's a fine line when you get to the state tournament. You can't just be happy to be there. If we're just happy to be there, we're not going to play well. We gotta go down there and act like we can win a game at least down there.
Well, I'm excited for you, Coach. I'm excited for the Troy community. And, yeah, well, instead of getting the heck out of Dodge, why don't you get the heck to Dodge next week, okay? Good luck to you.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, head coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans. And we've got one more that we've got to get before our first break because we appreciate all of our coaches jumping on here to be a part of the show tonight as we got to get one more coach in. We want to respect our coaches' times here this evening before we get to our first break. But now we're going to fluke jump all the way up to 4A and talk about Atchison, the Phoenix, as they make it to the state tournament once again. Coach Pat Battle, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for the time.
Absolutely. Appreciate you joining in with Fluke and I here this evening. Just tell me a little bit about the excitement that you're feeling right now because you guys are back to a state tournament once again. I saw something out there on the old Twitter sphere that maybe you hit some kind of milestone this year in your coaching career, Coach. Is that right?
Yeah, they made a big deal of that. I passed the 250 win mark.
Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it. I think, as I tell some people, that I think it's about three factors there. Number one is I've had some good players. Number two is that I've been blessed to be in some good places. And the third one is I'm just plain old, I think, sometimes. So.
Well, Coach, you guys have a great sub-state run. Just tell me a little bit about the competition that you guys have seen throughout the season. I feel like maybe gets kind of put down a little bit about, you know, you guys don't have play very good a competition until tournament time. You guys kind of put those things to rest this year by making a great statement in the postseason and making this state push next week in Salina.
Well, thank you. First of all, we really beefed up the schedule this year with non-conference play. We went to Lafayette. We're in the Tonganoxie tournament. We saw a pretty good Eudora team in the championship. Bonner Springs, who just qualified in 5A tonight, was in that tournament as well. We also played, we opened with Junction City, which was a very good 6A opponent. And we do have the number one team in 5A in our conference that we have the pleasure to see two times a year in Highland Park. So I think that our schedule does give us an opportunity to be successful in sub-state.
Well, I want to piggyback on that question, Coach Battle, and ask you one here about kind of your sub-state because, you know, you won your first-round game, and then most people thought if you won, you'd probably be going to Chanute. I mean, it was a team that only had three losses, and, of course, they were one of the top four teams in the state. But they, of course, got upset by Wamego by one point, which I think says a lot about Northeast Kansas basketball, maybe versus Southeast Kansas basketball. But, you know, that also meant that you got a home game. So just tell me about getting a home game. But I'm sure you were in your boys' minds saying, hey, just because Wamego won and they only have six wins on the season, you know, it wasn't just automatic that you guys were going to move on. You had to show up, obviously, and play that game, and you did win him by 20, but the bracket kind of fell in your favor there for sub-state for sure.
Well, sometimes it's better to be fortuitous than good. There's no question about that. I immediately went into overdrive about Wamego and what they could potentially be. You know, Wamego darn near beat Rock Creek at home to close out the season. They lost by two to Rock Creek, who's going to the state tournament as well. So you just never know. I mean, this seems to be the year of the upset in a lot of ways. Chanute's a pretty good basketball team, but those Wamego kids, you know, they're multi-sport kids and they've had a lot of success in football.
For
so
sure.
When you give them a one-shot, one-and-done situation, those kids know how to win. And they were pretty tough for us last night. It was not an easy out. I know the score looks like it, maybe perhaps to some, but they run a lot of good stuff and we had our hands full.
Well, you know what I say, Coach, and that is the fact. I don't care how you do it. I don't care who's in the way, but you make it to a state tournament. That's something to definitely applaud, and we applaud the effort of your team and for you and your staff. And congratulations on making it to the state tournament once again. Good luck next week. I know Mr. Tom is excited to be going to Salina to the Tony's Pizza Event Center to cover you guys next week.
Well, thank you, and it is an accomplishment for anybody who gets there. I've spent a lot of years chasing this thing, and it is not easy. So I appreciate it, and the kids are very excited, and you never know what's going to happen. We're going to draw Ottawa it looks like. I know the brackets aren't out yet, but when you're looking at the records, and we feel pretty good about that because we've seen Ottawa. They've been on our schedule the last 4 years,
yeah.
And so our kids know their kids.
Hey, third straight year, Coach, so go take care of unfinished business next week.
All right, sounds great. Thank you very much, and thanks for the time.
No problem about that. Hey, that was head coach Pat Battle of who?
Atchison.
The Phoenix! They're going to state. Big time sub-state championship win last night. We're a little bit behind schedule right now. We'll get caught up here. Our first break here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Tonight it's Jake and Fluke. Stick with us here on a Saturday.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, are you ready to get your crops in? The staff at Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is looking forward to another planting season. From working ground to planting, we have the service department ready to back you up. In need of new equipment? We have new or used tillage equipment and planters ready to go today. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Your partner in the fields for over 75 years.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucker from Lucker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word. Discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, it's my favorite segment every single week, and I got Fluke in here. Let's see if he's paying attention. I don't know. I don't want to put him on the spot, but was your team doing the rocking, or
did you get rocked?
Hey, I love it. Segment two coming up.
We will rock you.
Welcome back into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Boz will be calling in here in just a little while. We got Fluke filling in and helping out here tonight. It's the final Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show of the year here for 24-25 sports seasons. We're really excited for a great finish for this show. We've got three coaches we've already talked to. You can always go back and listen if you missed them, or go on the Facebook Live feed and watch to listen to the interviews as well. We had Kyle Porter from Silver Lake Girls, Derek Jasper from the Troy Girls, and Pat Battle from the Atchison Phoenix Boys team on in the first segment. Fluke, I mistakenly jumped the gun, though, and I didn't let you read off the boys' scores. Would you mind doing that for me?
I can do that. Starting with Atchison from last night, they beat Wamego in the title game 71-51.
The Phoenix!
Quite a win for the Valley Falls boys. So I think we'll have Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer on later tonight. Coach Gatzmeyer's Dragons won a thriller 57-56 against Mission Valley last night. Also at that Valley Heights 2A sub-state, it was Rossville winning and going to Manhattan as they beat Marhill Mount Academy 69-50. The rest of the boys' scores are all games from tonight. So tonight, the Hanover boys, they beat Logan Palco 56-51. The Clifton Clyde boys, they topped Burlingame 54-50. The Axtell boys going to state, what's new, right? Third straight year. Axtell just wins. They beat St. John's Tipton tonight 76-58. Frankfort boys going to state, heading to Centralia. They beat Blue Valley 44-36. And it was in Class 3A at Hiawatha tonight. Bishop Ward got past Perry LeCompton 56-53. And the Silver Lake boys joined the girls in Hutch as Silver Lake boys beat Sabetha tonight 49-45.
Plenty of great games, great matchups. If you want to remind everybody here in segment two, maybe the girls' scores as well for me.
I'll be real quick. Most of them were last night. Hanover beat Axtell 46-25. The Troy girls beat Rock Hills 43-31. It was Silver Lake over Wellsville 58-25. The Lynn girls topped St. John's Tipton 52-35. The Centralia girls beat Clifton Clyde 54-43. It was Osage City 62 and the Royal Valley girls 47. Heston upended Riley County 45-38. And the two girls' games from tonight, the Donovan West girls beat Wabunsee 39-35, and the Valley Heights girls win over Casey Christian 52-36.
All right, we will be talking with coaches Jordan Brockstrom from Valley Heights, Coach Jason Titan from the Axtell boys, Dusty Thompson of the Centralia girls, Caleb Gatzmeyer, as Fluke just alluded to, from the Valley Falls Dragon boys. That's all upcoming here throughout the show here tonight, as they will be calling in on the Giant Communications hotline. Again, that is online at giantcomm.net, as you can get $30 per line per month for a cell plan with the nation's most reliable network, as well package that together with $50, getting you a gigabit of upload and download speed for your home network as well. So $80 a month gets you a cell phone plan as well as great home internet. That's all presented from Giant Communications. Again, online at giantcomm.net. But we've got plenty to get through tonight, Fluke. Again, we're going to talk with Boz here in just a little bit. He had a conflict when it was his idea, Fluke. It was his idea to move the show from Friday to Saturday. And I told him, I said, until you get on the line, I'm going to throw you under the bus because it was a great idea for this. But then he couldn't even show up tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm sure people would, you know, I'm sure they're missing Boz. I'm glad that he's going to still call in. It must have been pretty darn important for him to miss the final scoreboard show of the season. Let's hope that he joins us and he's still somewhat sober maybe, and we have a good time.
That's going to be the key. You know, it's a company function down in Kansas City, Megan Rodveld says that he bailed on us. Gary Fowler, Grandpa Gary wants you to know he says hi to you as well tonight here as well. We're going to get back on the Giant Communications hotline, though. Hey, back-to-back state tournaments here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Coach Jordan Brockstrom joins the show now here tonight. Coach, congratulations to you, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Now, tell me a little bit about this season. Again, the Twin Valley League, I tell you, it prepares you, does it not, for opportunities like what you guys had these past few games in the sub-state round?
We really feel like it does, and that's why we're so blessed and fortunate to be in this league, because if you're outside of it, you don't get that consistent night-in, night-out test. And In our league, you do have to bring it every Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, whatever night you got to show up.
Tell me a little bit about this team because, again, you know, a state, a team a season ago, Coach, you guys not only make it to state, you guys did a great job of placing in the top four. Tell me a little bit about, I know there were some kids that graduated, and you had some holes to fill for this season. What was that development like as you look back from December to now you can say, hey, we're going back to state?
Well, it's a good feeling, you know, and we definitely did lose a good senior class from last year. We had four girls that were just, you know, permanent fixtures on the floor in one way or the other in our games last year. And last year's sophomores, which are this year's juniors, they filled in as great role players for us. And the changing of the season this year, we needed this year's sophomores to do the same as last year's. And so we knew last year we had a good freshman bunch, and we knew that in time they'd be ready. And we're starting to see that develop for us this year as they're 1 year older. And it's coming along. They still have ways to go, but they've made leaps and bounds in terms of progress this year. And it's really helped us come together at the right time.
Again, tell me a little bit more now, because once again, you guys are a great team. You guys always, when we followed your run from the end of the regular season through substate, through state, and we've covered you guys a few times this season as well. But just tell me a little bit about what you've seen from Ava Smith, because again, you guys are a team, such a great team, working well together. But Ava Smith, you know, last year she was kind of that dog for you guys. This year, a lot of the same. But where have you seen her growth?
Well, she's developed as a scorer, and she knows she needs to be that for us a little bit. What I love about Ava is she plays so darn hard. And, you know, what a lot of people see on game nights is what we get to see every day in practice. And her effort really makes our other kids better because she challenges them in ways that are difficult for them. And so she's one of the best practice kids. Her and Mia Vermitten is the same way. Those two really set the tone for us in terms of effort and practice. And then it kind of translates for us into game nights. But, you know, she's had some challenges this year as well. She burst a tendon in her finger. So she's been playing with a wrapped hand for the entire second half of the year. And it really has limited her game in some aspects, but she's been able to play through that and still be super productive for us. So she's just a fun kid to coach.
Coach, I'm looking at your schedule, and you talk about how, you know, the gauntlet that the Twin Valley League is, no doubt. But let's let fans remember that you faced Marysville this year. You faced Riley County and Nemaw Central, who both finished in the top half of the Big East League. And then I look at, you know, your last loss, which was 8 games ago against Clay Center, you know, another great, great team in Class 4A. But since that Clay Center game, of course, you've won 7 in a row now to get to state, 16-8 overall, so may not get one of the highest seeds. But, man, I'm looking at that schedule in the 3A and 4A teams you battled against this year, and you have to feel like you're peaking at the right time and battle-tested, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one thing that's been kind of nice with that is I've became our athletic director, so I had quite a bit of say
in that.
My whole goal was to find the best teams that we could play in our area. That was really what I was trying to do. I wanted to play Nemaw Central. They're good every year. I wanted to play Clay Center. They're good every year. And if we can continue to keep a difficult schedule throughout the course of the season with our league schools and then getting good non-conference games, as a coach, you just know that's going to make you better. And win or lose in those games, you can improve in them. And they're going to expose you if you don't have an off night or really challenge you in different ways that maybe you haven't seen. And we don't want any games that are gimmies.
Coach, I love it. I love the mentality. Again, I'm a big fan of yours and your program. And how about this? You don't have to travel as far this year to go to state.
Amen. I'm all right with that.
You're okay.
It was wild. We lived in Dodge for a whole week. It was a fun memory and a good time.
Host upstate and go to Manhattan for state. That's all.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
All right, Coach. Well, I know that you've got plenty to do. You've got plenty to celebrate. We appreciate you taking some time to join us here tonight. Good luck next week at state. We'll be there to bring your guys' state run once again on 92.1. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Always good chatting.
All right, head coach Jordan Brockstrom of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Fluke, you mentioned, you know, all they do is win. You're talking about Axtell boys. How about the great run that Valley Heights is on right now? Reloading, losing four seniors from a season ago. Lock and load, keep it going.
No doubt, yeah. And every team right now, you know, at least has won probably three games heading into the state tournament, but some teams on a little longer winning streak. And you look at those tough games that Valley Heights had, you know, until I pulled up their schedule, I'd kind of forgotten about some of those tough 3A and 4A teams. They played Big East and North Central Kansas League teams, but now it's paying off. Now they've won seven games in a row, and so not only are they battle-tested, but now they've got some confidence, they got some momentum, and despite eight losses, that's a Mustang team that a lot of folks probably don't want to see early on in the Class 2A state tourney.
Well, you mentioned the fact of that maybe they may not be a very high seed, maybe even middle of the pack seed. Eight losses at a state tournament, you're probably getting that 6, 7, 8 seed. But how many times have we seen a 7 seed beat a 2? Quite often. How many times have you seen an 8-1 matchup where the 8 seed wins? That hasn't happened as often. But I'll tell you what, I broadcasted two games in the last 10 years where the 8 seed beats the 1. And it's always the teams from the Twin Valley League that have done it.
That's what I was just going to say, because I think when the state brackets come out, I mean, we talk about being spoiled in Northeast Kansas, but I guarantee you, those 1A Division 1, 1A Division 2, or 2A brackets come out, the whole rest of the entire state is just praying they don't have an opponent from Northeast Kansas or specifically the Twin Valley League in those Class 1A classification. So congratulations again, Jordan Brockstrom, and hopefully the Mustangs can make some noise in Manhattan. They won't be the only Mustang team there from the area, as the Donovan West girls also punching their ticket to the 2A state tournament this year in Manhattan. And speaking of D-West, I think that's going to segue us into our next coach.
That was a great segue, Flu, because you had no idea that we were sticking and staying with the Mustangs here tonight. We got Coach Perry Smith on the Giant Communications hotline right now as well. Coach, congratulations to you, making it back to the state tournament.
Well, thank you, Jake. It never gets old. It's an exciting time, and I was proud of our kids tonight for sure.
Tell me a little bit about this. You know, you guys went up a classification to the 2A ranks, and you guys kind of battled some different teams maybe in this sub-state than you have in years past, but there's still some familiarity with it. Just tell me about tonight's matchup and this sub-state run as a whole that you guys have been on.
Well, tonight we drew Waubunsee, and they're a young group. Play a lot of sophomores, but they're long. They start 2 6-footers, and their wing is about 5'10", and they played their tails off today. That's going to be a really nice group in the next few years to come. But I was proud of our kids. We just were so gutsy and gritty tonight. You know, we weren't our best. We missed some shots, missed some free throws to kind of pull away there that we normally hit. But overall, I was really pleased with our girls and the grit and toughness they showed down the stretch to finish this one off.
Coach, 17-5 on the season, and those five losses, four of them were against teams that are also going to the state tournament in Troy and Centralia a couple times, and Hanover. I think the only loss that you had that maybe wasn't to a state tournament team is Clifton Clyde, and they might have made it, but Centralia took care of them tonight. So talk about just the battle and the grind through the Twin Valley League, and as you look at your portfolio now heading to the 2A state tournament, super quality losses, and you have to feel like your team is ready to compete at the 2A level.
Oh, we do. We feel like, we're as good as anybody in the state. That's how we approach every day. And for the most part, our league, I know you guys know this and you've heard me say it 100 times, but it gets you going for games like this. I mean, we are battle tested. We've been in these type of situations. And I think tonight that was a big reason we were able to gut this one out, because our kids have been in this, they've had to find a way to get gutty wins, and this is one of those for sure. But that darn league just tests you every single night, and when it comes to postseason time, Jake, it really shows.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach, not only are we extremely happy for you, but we're really excited that we get to continue on this journey with you next week into Manhattan. How does it feel? I just asked Coach Brockstrom from Valley Heights this a moment ago when he joined us, because they're going to be at that same 2A state tournament with you. How does it feel to not have to drive all the way to the southwest corner of the state for state this time?
Well, now, Jake, I'm a little partial to Dodge City. You know,
I know why, because go ahead.
Yeah, we had a pretty good run.
Yes,
so
you did.
I'm partial to Dodge City. I love the atmosphere there. I love the gym. But it's been since, I think, in 2003, I watched Jackson Heights at Manhattan, and that was probably the last time that I've been at Manhattan for a state tournament. And our kids are excited to go somewhere different, and especially to play on K-State 4.
Yeah.
The girls are excited about that. So it'll be fun for them, and one that we will really relish the challenge and look forward to next week.
You know, one thing that I love about your story, Coach, as well, is that I just love it when I see coaches, have a family, not just with their team, but, of course, you, and having your daughters the last, few years. You've been able to make some special memories with your daughters making these runs to state, and you get to do so again this year. I just think that's so cool and makes the moment just that much more special to be able to enjoy it with your daughters, I'm sure.
It is. But I will tell you, and any coach will tell you, your team are all like your daughters.
Right.
I don't know of a coach around that doesn't think of their kids as that. But it is special to be able to enjoy this with Belle, and she's playing well too, and we're excited for next week. But I appreciate that, Jake. I really do.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, appreciate you, as always, joining in with the show tonight. And best of luck to you next week. We'll definitely have every game covered for you guys, but just really appreciate everything that you do for us and giving us everything that we need and always putting out a good product out there, Coach. Good job tonight.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you, too, and all you do for Northeast Kansas Sports. It's special. I even listen to you guys coming home from games sometimes on Friday night. I often wonder why I do, because I think these guys don't know anything. But you do a good job. You guys do a good job. So we really appreciate it. Thank you, Jake.
You realize that when you don't know something about something, you just make it entertaining, and that's what brings the people back. Okay.
You're right. You do make me laugh. I think that's why I turned in. You never know what's going to happen.
That's right. All right, Coach Perry Smith of D-West Mustangs. Good luck to you next week, Coach.
Thank you, Jake.
All right, that was Head Coach Perry Smith of Donovan West Lady Mustangs. Fluke, we got one more we got to get to, but before we get to this next coach, Perry's just such a great guy, and all of our coaches are great women or men that lead our youth in this area, but I can't ever not laugh or smile when I'm talking to Coach Perry Smith.
He's great. I did coaches' shows, of course, with most all these coaches now because I've been doing this so long and I'm old, but it was always great when I would call Perry. He was always my first coach's interview every single week. You know, this is back when I'd do 22 interviews every single Wednesday, and he was always the first one, like before 8 a.m., Perry Smith one had called, and he would have to pull over and stop from feeding the cattle. And we would talk basketball for a little while. So love my conversations with Perry Smith. He did have me a little bit worried. I got the score at the end of the first quarter tonight, and they were up like 15-9. And I thought,
yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And then at halftime, they only had 19 points, so they scored four. And I'm like, oh, my. But they held on, and it was a tight game against Wabunsee the whole second half. But as Coach talked about, battle-tested, and the Mustangs making the winning plays they needed to hang on for the win.
They'll be in Manhattan next week on the girls' side. You know who will be in Manhattan next week on the guys' side? It will be Valley Falls, and head coach Caleb Gatzmeier joins the show here now on the Giant Communications Hotline. And Coach, big time win last night. I know it was exciting, and if those of you out there that have blood pressure issues or pacemakers, it wasn't a game for you. Congratulations on the win.
Hey guys, thank you very much. I sure appreciate it.
Coach Caleb Gatzmeier again from Valley Falls. Just tell me about this season, Coach, because there's been times where I know it's been ebbs and flows with the playing style, the playing ability, or maybe even just the teams you were playing played lights out against you guys. But you guys feel like you're battle tested after a big time sub-state. That was not an easy sub-state to go through, and to be able to make it to the state tournament once again.
You know, I'm just so proud of this team. Like you said, we're in a stretch right now where we've won 10 in a row. We've won 12 or 13 games, and the guys are playing really, really well. We had a run of those games in there where we dominated some really good teams just because we played lights out. Then we had a couple games in there where we didn't maybe play our best. And, you know, there was a game against Oskaloosa and a game against Jackson Heights where we had to grind it out and find ways to win and execute down the stretch. And, you know, in another game against Perry, that was the same way. And last night's game against Mission Valley was kind of like that. They were a strong physical team with some athletes and some big bodies. And our guys just made, you know, they played extremely hard and they just make winning plays. We're a bunch of dogs and we just got after it. But our sub-state was a tough one. You know, we could have fell and played in a different sub-state, but we ended up where we were. And, you know, playing a TVL team first round, you can't take them for granted. Got off to a good start and followed that up playing a, you know, private school out of Kansas City that had some athletes all over the floor, and then finished it up in a dramatic fashion last night against Mission Valley.
I've had the privilege to talk to Coach Katzmaier every week throughout this season doing the weekly Valley Falls coaches shows. And Coach, I think the thing that I've enjoyed the most in hearing you talk about, and I think every coach wants to talk about having balance, but that's the one word that comes to mind when I think of your team this year is balance, because you just don't have one guy or two guys that are getting, you know, 20 points a night and leading your team every single night. You got a group of guys, you got multiple players that can go off and have this season scored, you know, 15, 20 points for you. And I don't know the exact number that Jake and Boss settled on for throwing out and giving burgers on this show, but I would venture to say that the Valley Falls Dragon boys and you, Coach Katzmaier, probably earned more burgers than anybody or any other team in the MSC Sports Radio area. You guys were topping the 80-point mark a few times this year, but talk about the balance and all the different weapons you have on your squad.
So Fluke, are you calling us the Burger Kings?
You're the Burger King, the Valley Falls Burger King, going to Manhattan.
Not sponsored by Burger King. They don't pay for this show. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're right. This is a group that's totally balanced throughout. You know, of our five guys that start, you know, that they, any given night, I tell the guys that anybody can lead us. We've had four different guys lead us in scoring this year. And during a stretch of the season, we had, you know, all five starters were real close to double figures. You know, it just kind of shows the depth of this team a little bit too. You know, Hayden, in the first round of the sub-state against Valley Heights, Hayden Carney went down with an ankle injury before halftime, and we had some guys step up. You know, Duncan Alvarenga came in and played some point guard for us, and Grayson Coleman came in, played some big minutes. But I got to give a shout out to Hayden. He's rehabbed his ankle so much over the last, you know, several weeks, or this last week. He has, you know, got treatment day after day. It helps when you got a buddy who's a chiropractor that can get him right. But, you know, this group is just, you know, I can't say enough about how hard Trenton plays all over the floor. Same goes for Colin on the inside and Flint and Damien. This is just a group that has just gelled together, and our chemistry is incredible. And I'm just excited for the opportunity that we have this coming week.
I'll tell you, I got to ask you, I should say, I'm not going to tell you something. I want you to tell me something, Coach. And that's, you know, I saw a video that was posted on social media, and it seemed like you had an expectation. There's a towel around your shoulders, and you have a tiny water bottle in your hand. And then about 12 guys come out with water bottles, and I see a bucket of water. What did you think you were going to do with that tiny water bottle in your hand?
Well, I had to give a shout-out to my assistant, because I knew it was probably going to happen. It's kind of happened over the last kind of several big wins that we've had. You know, we typically like to have dance parties after we get big W's, and the water has started here recently. And so, you know, my assistant met me outside, and he hands me a towel. He says, look, they got a bucket of water. Everybody's got a water bottle. You know, so I had one of my managers going and get me at least one so I could retaliate a little bit. But, you know, it was just exciting. Those guys, they earned it. They worked so hard. You know, that again, it's a fun group, man. It's a really fun group. They're exciting. You know, I think that, you know, we continue to have this little motto where we say, just be us. And when we're flying on all cylinders and doing the things, we're just going to be a tough team to beat for anybody. And the celebration was pretty fun last night.
Final thing, and then we'll let you get back at it, Coach, is a lot of people, I think, in Northeast Kansas are curious. Are you going to be in a suit and tie next week in Manhattan?
Hey, You know the answer to this already. You know the answer. I saw you today. We chit-chatted a little bit, and I have wore the same thing on this stretch, and it ain't going to change. Yeah, I told you.
Yeah.
Remember, I ain't superstitious. I'm just a little stitious.
There's the Office reference I was hoping to get.
So I'm going to keep rolling, and yes, I have washed it in between games. So it's not like it's some sort of baseball thing where you don't wash your socks. But you know, I'm going to be in my black, and that's how we're going to roll. So I'm just excited for the opportunity for these boys.
Let's go.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate you as always for joining the show. Good luck and good health to you as you guys roll the ball out in Bram next week. Good luck to you.
All right, I appreciate you guys. See you later.
All right, head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer of the Valley Falls Dragons, Fluke. And, again, we just talked about it with Perry. We can say it for every single coach that we talk to. It's always fun to have conversations with our local coaches, is it not?
Part of why we're spoiled, no doubt. So what did the number end up being? Because Valley Falls had 3 games of over 80, but they had 8 other games that they surpassed 70 points this season. So if a burger was 70-plus, that means Valley Falls boys got 11 burgers this year.
Burger King in Valley Falls. We got to get to our next break. We come back. More coaches and more insight as state basketball. It's set. We'll talk more about it after this on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Beach y'all. Let's go. All around the world. Y'all know. This is so, so gas. To the beach y'all.
They're playing some basketball, and this is the final week of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show for the basketball season this year. It's with Jake and Boz, and Boz is out tonight, but we got Jay Fluke with us here this evening as well. Fluke, we're two segments in. Feeling pretty good about this a little bit, huh?
I mean, it was a high bar. I just came in here trying not to mess it all up.
So. Well, so far so good, because we've had great conversations. Again, if you've missed some of these coaches, you can go back on the MSCSports.net. And listen after the conclusion of the show, or go to Facebook on our Kansaland KNZA KMZA Facebook page. Kyle Porter from Silver Lake Girls, Derek Jasper from the Troy Lady Trojans, Pat Battle, the Atchison Boys, Coach Jordan Broxman from the Valley Heights Girls, Perry Smith from the Donovan West Girls, and Caleb Gatzmeyer from the Valley Falls Boys. Coaches we've already had conversations with. We will be talking with Coach Jason Tynan and Dusty Thompson. Tynan from Axtell, Thompson from Centralia, all coming up here in just a little
year ago on the girls' side in Dodge City. They're undefeated, by the way. Also last night in the girls, Osage City beat Royal Valley 62-47, and it was Heston over Riley County's girls 45-38. Two girls' scores from tonight. D West heading to State in Manhattan. They win 39-35 over Wabunsee, and the Valley Heights girls also prevail 52-36 over KC Christian. Boys scores only three from last night. It was Atchison High boys winning over Wamego, 71-51. Valley Falls boys slipped by Mission Valley, 57-56. And Rossville boys beat Mar Hill Mount Academy, 69-50. Boys scores from last night. Again, all these winners are heading to the state tournament. Hanover, girls and boys both go. They beat Logan Palco, 56-51. The Clifton Clyde boys beat Burlingame 54-50. The Axtell boys win 76-58 over St. John's Tipton. Frankfort boys going to state. They beat Blue Valley 44-36 in a TBL showdown. It was in 3A tonight in Hiawatha. Bishop Ward slipping by Perry LeCompton 56-53. Cause missed a potential game time triple at the buzzer. And Silver Lake boys beat Sabetha 49-45.
Okay, those are your scores from the past couple nights, as those are all sub-state championship games with our finals from that, knowing who's going to state and whose season just didn't quite make it to the state tournament. Again, nothing against those teams that couldn't make it, but man, we're here tonight celebrating the teams that did, and we've got coaches from the teams that did calling in from all across the state of Kansas. Our next caller, you know what that means, Fluke?
It's the Axtell Eagles Screech.
That's right. It's the Screech for the Eagles. Coach Jason Tynan joins us now. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time. I know you guys had a very long road trip, but you got the job done winning tonight and hanging the 70 burger up this evening. Congratulations on going back to the state tournament.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. We're on our way back. We're just outside of Concordia, but I got a bus full of happy boys.
I can imagine so. Tell me a little bit about this season. Again, you know, it's almost like what we talked about with Coach Detweiler a lot during football, knowing that you got a target on your back, knowing you're going to get the opponent's best shot every single game, night in and night out, and all you guys have done is respond and win ball games. What was the season been like for you and your squad?
It's been a fun ride. They just work hard every day in practice. I talk about to them a little bit about how, you know, they make coming to practice enjoyable. They work hard. They respond to any challenge you give them, and they give everything they have in the games but in practice as well. And so, you know, we kind of started a little shorthanded, a little injuries at the start of the year. You know, we went to a tournament in over Christmas break, and you know, we didn't have Colin yet, and we hadn't found our legs yet. And then once Colin came back, we kind of kept just building and building, and kind of got on a roll here of late.
This is a team that you're referencing Colin Shaughnessy, injured during football season, but not many people can say what you have had to deal with anyway the last four seasons of deep football runs. How does that affect going into when you're trying to have basketball practices?
Yeah, it's you miss the first 15 practices. It's a good problem to have, but I always joke with them and tell them that you know, since they missed the first 15, they got to keep going in postseason basketball. So we make them up. and they've done that. And, you know, they work hard in the summertime. I think, you know, this summer, a lot of the kids played about 30, 40 games. And so they put in the time on their own, as well as in the gym shooting in the summertime, as well as sometimes in the fall and then in the spring. So they're a very dedicated group, and I couldn't be prouder to coach them.
Axtell 21-1, their only loss coming to an Auburn-Nebraska team, as we mentioned, early in the season in December. Coach, I don't want to take away from the celebration tonight, but I know I got to go to Great Bend and cover your team last year at the state tournament and fell just short of getting to a championship. So this is the third straight year the team's going to state. You go to Colby this year, of course, a different venue than last year in Great Bend. But how motivated and with the history that's in the making and just the storybook that these guys have had throughout their high school careers in Axtell, how hungry now are they to go and really try to take a championship at state basketball?
They're extremely hungry. The first thing they said at the start of the summer basketball is like, we want a state title in basketball. Like, and they've worked hard for that. And, you know, we did a little exercise one day and like, what do you want from this season? And all of them put up there pretty much win a state championship. And so they have their eyes on that, and they've worked hard for it. And I know that, you know, that it would mean a lot to them to get that, to keep adding to their legacy. You know, they've won something, won four straight in football. They won two straight track titles. And I think it's a missing piece to the puzzle. And I think that they're going to work hard and come focused and ready to get it. And I think that that'll be the mission starting next week.
It's going to be a statement that when I was interviewing some of the kids after the state title game, their fourth straight, their 52nd consecutive win in football. And the first thing that I got told by a couple different seniors was, we're ready for basketball season. You as the head basketball coach, tell me what that means to you, knowing what everything you just told us about how they were ready for this, they were hungry for this, and then you hear comments even like that in the midst of a football run that has been not been done for quite some time in the state of Kansas, especially in 8-man. What's that mean to you, hearing that from these kids?
Yeah, it's a good feeling as a coach. They're definitely, like I said, you know, they're a very motivated group, and you know, it's a missing trophy in the trophy case for them, and so they're just. You know, as a coach, you know that going into it, they're going to give you everything they have. And they still complain a little bit, but they don't complain as much as they probably would if they didn't have that goal in mind. And so they're fun to push and they're fun to challenge. And like I said, I love coaching them. And, you know, going to miss those senior boys as, you know, as dedicated they and as much as they gave to our school community and our program.
Well, Coach, I know you guys have some travel left, so travel safe tonight, and then enjoy the travel to Colby next week. I know we'll have our very own Crendon Prophet for every single second of your games next week in Colby. Best of luck to you, good health as well, and go out there and get that state title.
All right, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me, and we hope to bring back another trophy for the trophy case and get these guys their goal that they've been searching for all year long.
All right, that's head coach Jason Tynan of the Axtell Eagles joining us here tonight after their big sub-state championship win. Again, tonight, Fluke, this has been a run that is not only historic. You know, I almost slipped up by saying it's never been done in the state on football, but, you know, you can't forget about Smith Center. But in 8-man, it's never been done. And this is something that these kids, they were ready for basketball. And this is a group that you mentioned the term family to Coach Smith earlier tonight. That's what Axtell's community as a whole seems like, is a family environment, a family feel. And these boys, they just want to bring the family another trophy home.
Well, and I feel like, you know, this has a chance to be one of the all-time great, you know, senior classes that's ever went through the Sunflower State at any classification or at any level, what they've done in football. But Coach brought up track. They've won a couple track championships. They're going to be the favorite again this spring.
Yeah.
And how cool would it be to see them win a basketball state championship this year as well? No doubt they are one of the favorites, and I think it would be awesome if Axtell could go get it done in Colby, because no doubt it just adds to the legacy and the incredible story that the Axtell's had. And as you said, you know, it's been awesome for not only them, but for the whole community to just embrace and enjoy this phenomenal ride.
Yeah, it doesn't come by very often for a lot of people. I mean, communities and school districts, they would love one state title in anything,
right?
And this is a group that has given multiple in multiple sports, trying to get that one that they desperately so badly want in boys basketball. Again, that'll be on 92.1 next week. We'll have everything on MSCSports.net coming up, I would imagine, within the next 12 hours, hopefully, of the schedule, the broadcast schedule as well. But Fluke, I know that you were talking about some shoes to fill. Well, the shoes are remote today, and on the Giant Communications hotline tonight, we've got Boz joining in on the show here. I know he's got plenty of things he's got to continue to do into the evening with his big-time event he's at. But, Boz, welcome into your own show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
You know what? Fluke was nervous, dude. He said, I got big shoes to fill. And I tell you, man, I think it might be a competition come next fall to figure out who's going to be on the other side of the table.
Hey, you can't give up my spot that easy, buddy.
Everybody says that the studio looks a lot prettier when you're sitting here, Boz. So you still got that going for you, buddy.
Hey, I know you're lying, because that's definitely not true. But I'm glad you're filling in for sure.
Well, hey, buddy, I want to get you know, your input for sure on everything that's transpired over the last 24 hours. We've got a handful of teams going to make state tournament runs. We've heard from Coach Kyle Porter, Coach Derek Jasper, Pat Battle from Atchison, Coach Brockman from Valley Heights as the Mustangs take it back to state, Perry Smith with Donovan West moving on again to state. Just got off the phone with Jason Tynan a minute ago, and also Caleb Gatzmeyer from Valley Falls. But I want to give you an opportunity, because we had an opportunity last night to take in Troy girls and Centralia girls, and we always pick a game of the week for us. Last night it was two games, and so I want to give you that opportunity to talk a little bit about last night's games that you and I were at as our games of the week for this show.
Well, here's the first thing. I think it's really, really cool, the long list of schools in our area that you just rattled off that are going to a state tournament. We said it before on the show. We're incredibly fortunate with how good our teams are in Northeast Kansas. We're blessed to be able to cover all those teams. But when you talk about the game that we were at last night, the ones that we chose, Troy and Centralia, let's start with Troy. I mean, that is a team. We've talked about them throughout the season. And the one that you're probably going to hear the most about is Harper Wettstein. She scores a ton of points, leading scorer in the state of Kansas, all classes. That's ridiculous. But what I was most impressed about last night in the ball game was the supporting cast, the kids that probably don't get as much publicity, as much love as they need to. They absolutely played phenomenal. They saw a junk defense, a box and one that really bottled up Harper Wettstein. And the other players, we talked about it, during the game, they needed to step up and make some shots, and they did. Emerson Weber, Nicole Judd knocked down some big threes. They played really, really well as a supporting cast. They just don't get the credit they deserve. So I was really excited to see Troy girls make it to state. I think they're going to make some noise. They've got all the pieces to make a deep run. So excited about that. And then you go on to Centralia. We've talked about them all season long. All they do is win. I mean, they're just ridiculous. I'm a big fan of that team. I'm a fan of their bigs they have down low. Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp. They can cause havoc in the paint. And when what we saw the other night with Clifton Clyde, you know, Jake and I, we had a conversation during the game off air about the shot clock. That's the talk this year a little bit, the trial period with Keisha and if they're going to bring that on board. And I think last night was a really good example to back up kind of what I've been saying. I'm not a huge fan of the shot clock. I don't know that it impacts the game throughout the normal course of the season. Last night, it would have impacted that game, because Clifton Clyde, the only way that they could stay in that game was to spread things out and make things difficult for Centralia to defend. And they did a really nice job. Hats off to Clifton Clyde in the game plan and execution. It was a close game, but Centralia is just too much. Owen Dieters is fantastic. You know, we've talked about her, the bigs down low, the guards they have that complement her. That is a full squad that's going to really, really cause some trouble at the state tournament.
I think it's definitely an understatement to say causes trouble. They are a team that I would agree with you, Bonds, was one where it was adaptation at its finest, and we saw it in real time for the Centralia Panthers last night. And going back to Troy, you referenced Weber as well as Judd. Coach Jasper's told us that every single week, Harper's going to get hers. We need other girls to step up, and in big-time moments, they have done so. And so Boz and I will be out in Dodge City next week, bringing back to the Northeast Kansas area both those teams as well as the Frankfort boys, who on a magical run right now. Boz, what did we say about Frankfort during football season? What do we call them?
The Fighting Wes Anderson.
They're going to state on the guys' side in 1A Division I. Big night from Wes a couple nights ago when they upset Bishop Seabury. He had 33 points in that game, and big-time game tonight as well. Well, buddy, I know that you got a lot to get done still. I hope you take care of yourself tonight. We got a big week.
Absolutely.
Next week. You got anything? Oh, Fluke's
well,
got something.
I just wanted to say congrats, Boz, because I don't think Jake's going to talk about his dark horses tonight. They didn't do very good, but I believe, Boz, that one of your dark horses was Perry Smith's D-West girls, if I'm not mistaken, and I just
exactly.
wanted to give you the opportunity to brag a little, baby, because they're going to Man Happiness.
Hey, you know, here's the thing. We haven't talked a ton about our dark horse pick. My St. Mary's boys got upset here a couple nights ago, but D-West, Coach Mary Smith, you are right. They're going to state. I love it. Jake was 0 for 2, is that right?
No. Horton girls, that was a success. They went from
six wins
to 14 wins this year. That's a check mark. Come on.
Okay. I'll give you a credit on that one.
I went 1 for 1, you turd. That's right. All right. Well, we got to let Boz go now. I'm sorry. We're short on time. That's weird how that works. All right, buddy. Well, hey, rest up, and we've got a trip to Dodge next week. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Yeah, buddy. Can't wait.
All right, that's Boz. He promised he wanted to join in. He was be a part of the show, so that way everybody can get their little bit of intake of Boz this week.
That's right. I mean, it wouldn't have been a scoreboard show without Boz.
Correct.
At this point. So
100%. All right, we got to step aside for another break. We come back, we'll have head coach Dusty Thompson from the Centralia girls, and we've got recaps from tonight's action, and that's going to put a button up on the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show for this season. So, you know, a lot of teams right now, coaches, especially after tonight and last night, they might be feeling like jumping right now. Some excitement in the air for a lot of local teams as they head to the state tournament next week. We'll talk more about it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, are you ready to get your crops in? The staff at Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is looking forward to another planting season. From working ground to planting, we have the service department ready to back you up. In need of new equipment? We have new or used tillage equipment and planters ready to go today. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Your partner in the fields for over 75 years.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back in it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We got Fluke sitting in for Boz. You just heard from Boz a little bit ago. He's in Kansas City for what he told me, Fluke, was his real job event that he had to do tonight. So we had some fun with that last week on the show as well. We're glad you're hanging out with us. We've been on the Giant Communications Hotline all night long with a bunch of area coaches that are going to the state tournament. Giant Communications, proud to bring you our hotline throughout the season on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show online at giantcomm.net. Right now, you can get the nation's most reliable network. $30 per line per month is all it costs for you to have the nation's most reliable network for your cell plan. And you can pair that with a gigabit of download and upload speed, symmetrical internet for just $50 a month. So $80 a month gets you a great cell plan and home internet. Where else can you get that from? Online at giantcomm.net. All right, we got to get to our Giant Communications phone line once again. And we were talking about the Centralia Panthers, Fluke, not too long ago, a team that is a team that all they do is win. And that's exactly what Boz just said. Coach Dusty Thompson, thanks for taking some time tonight to join us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Hey, this is a great time of the year for your program. We were there last night to take in your guys' amazing run as it continues with that win over Clifton Clyde in the sub-state championship. You guys head back out to Dodge City for 1A Division I state basketball. I know that that a lot of people across the state and maybe some people here locally look at that and go, well, it was expected. But the emotions that we saw at the end of that game was as if it was just as important whether I'm 21-0 or 0-21 winning a sub-state championship game.
Yeah, you know, I think it is. I mean, the girls, you know, we got to state last year and lost in the semifinals and ended up third. And for the seniors, they were freshmen the last time we went to Dodge and we got beat in the championship game. So I think it's been, for them, it's been one game all at a time all year long, knowing that this is where they wanted to be. But, you know, that looking at it down the road, it's still some pressure to put yourself back in that spot.
Coach, speaking of pressure, just looking through your schedule this year, I know you're getting everybody's best shot, but your girls are obviously stepping up to every single challenge. I think you had like a 7-point win maybe at some point during the season, but I think that was your closest game, right? A couple 9-point wins, including the one over Clifton Clyde last night. I know you won that one by 11. So you've only had a couple single-digit games all year. Talk about the girls just, you know, taking care of business, taking the shot from every opponent, and not just being able to win, but almost win pretty comfortably in most every game.
Yeah, you know, I think we've got the depth that we can do things and do things different than some teams can, and we've got nights where our guards are hitting shots and our posts just get to play defense, and we've got nights where they miss some shots and our posts are getting rebounds and putting things back, and I think we've got a very good mix night in and night out of finding ways to make each other better and pick up where maybe somebody else is a little off that night.
You know, Coach, I wanted to go into a little bit of last night's game specifically because it was a different style of game than maybe that most teams would see, a very slowed down ball game. And Boz talked about it a few minutes ago with the style from Clifton Clyde. What was that like, you know, making the adjustments and making the in-game switches to continually put the pressure on and to continually get the ball through the hoop? Because it definitely was a game that slowed down a lot more than what you guys typically like to do.
It was, you know, and I made a comment last night. I told somebody we kind of look like a Doberman with ADD out there at times because we just kept trying to go faster and faster and couldn't get them to speed up with us. And, you know, but I thought the girls did a good job of settling in when they needed to and hitting shots they needed to hit and continuing to do what we wanted to do and not let Clifton Clyde dictate at both ends of the floor the pace of the game.
This is something that, again, is not new for you guys, fourth time to state in the last 6 years. But one thing that is a little bit different about this run potentially is the fact that the squad that you've got has one more year of experience underneath their belt. Obviously, everybody across the state knows the name of Owen Dieters, but not everybody knows who Boz and I referenced as the Twin Towers down low and Josie Haverkamp and Tava Gibbs, and they don't know the Tatum Kramer and Hayden Kramer and Rempe and Cora Thompson. I mean, the depth that you guys have in the rotation, I talked about it on the broadcast last night. It's very impressive to me, Coach, how you manage minutes and get those girls to work so cohesively. And just tell me about what you saw from the offseason going into this season back in December to where you're at now with where that cohesiveness is.
Well, it is, you know, and I think probably we talked after that third place game last year and South Gray went to a box and won. I felt like we tried, you know, as young as we were, we tried to get Owen open in possessions and stuff. And now I think with that experience, we've got girls that, you know, are looking and going, we'll make Owen part of the offense, but we know what we need to do. And just the experience on the floor and what we get in practice because of the depth we've got makes such a difference in what we can do night in and night out.
Tell me a little bit about preparation. I mean, again, this is nothing new for you guys, but another trip going out to the western side of the state. It's a long trek. Just tell me what you're most excited about with this group of girls of going to state once again here this year in Dodge.
Oh, I think it's looking at what we do with, like you said, that year of experience. You know, we've just done such a great job this year of, even in close games, finding a way to never lose our composure. You know, last night, I thought it had been easy at times with the way Clyde slowed it down to just go away from everything we know that we can do. And the girls did a great job of playing for four quarters and finding a way to win at the end of the ball game. And I think just seeing that transition from where we were last year to where we are this year will be exciting to watch.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking some time to join us here. Boz and I will be out there in Dodge to bring the folks at home every single minute of your guys' games. We look forward to it. Stay healthy, and good luck to you next week in your trip to Dodge City.
Sounds good, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Head Coach Dusty Thompson of Centralia. And Fluke, again, a guy that has come into this program just a few years ago, and the winning tradition continues. A lot of times you can see where maybe the ebbs and flows can kick in and that, but this is four times in 6 years this program has been to the state tournament.
I feel like Centralia is one of those towns that, like, you know, this is expected. Like, it's on their calendar. Like, when we're putting in our regular season basketball games, we just go ahead and put the state tournament in. They probably go ahead and reserve a room, you know, 10, 11, 12 months in advance, because whether it's volleyball, whether it's basketball, Centralia is just one of those perennial teams that you know is going to have a chance, and more years than not, they're going to be there competing at state. So, you know, how blessed is the community to have such great athletes and great coaches, and, you know, to be able to watch them evolve and continuously, you know, not have a letdown year, you know?
Yeah.
I think they fill out their calendar and they put state on there every year because they know there's a darn good chance they're going to be there.
And you mentioned volleyball and basketball. Obviously, yep. This year football goes to a state championship game. I did have a run-in with some fans last night from Centralia, and it was a positive one, and it wasn't a negative one. But it was a run-in where we were talking about hotel rooms out in Dodge and everything, and I said, man, I felt like Boz and I were on the ball. We got ours booked in October, and they're like, we got ours done in July last year.
Yep. That's what I'm talking
and
about.
You're exactly right. I mean, when you have winning tradition, you know, winning breeds winning, and these groups from Centralia, man, the run continues here for the Panthers in Dodge City next week. Again, those games will be on 92.1 FM for the state games for the Centralia Panthers next week. We got one final break to get to when we come back. We'll play our recaps from tonight's matchups. Great recaps. Don't go anywhere. We've got the recaps from the Substate in Hiawatha, as well as Frankfurt's Substate game tonight on the guys' side, and Donovan West girls. It's all coming up here in our final segment here of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Big shout out Joseph Curry down at Care Radio hanging with us tonight.
Wait till you hear how many
Jason
teams
Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetene Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
The fire.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always. And that's the final time that we'll hear that, and the final time this season and this year that we will have our conclusion intro here on the Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. And Fluke filling in for Boz here this evening, and Boz was able to chime in just a little bit for our final show of the season. But you can't have a final show without giving some massive highlights of what this previous year has brought us. And Fluke, I'm going to bring you in on this a little bit, because dating back all the way even to, because we've, on this show, traditionally in years past, this show was let's give scores and let's talk football and basketball. I felt like this past season we've done a great job of adapting to bringing in, you know, great cross country stuff and also volleyball and wrestling on top of it, as these even state golf in the fall time as well for girls. It's been something that has been something that I think has been well received from the listeners, because not everybody only plays football or basketball, and that's the goal. But at the same token, we got to give the love to all these extracurricular athletes that are out there performing.
Well, you and Boz have done such a great job, because there's a scoreboard show that, you know, obviously includes scores. Every scoreboard show probably has that. But what you guys have done is taken it to a whole new level. You've added an entertainment element. You've added, you know, live interaction with coaches, which I think has been incredible, whether it's preseason, whether it's postseason going to state or throughout the season, you know, having some of those interviews and you know, just talking about all the different things that are going on beyond just the scores of the game. Some great stories that you guys have been able to share and kind of bring to life from different programs and stuff. So that's what folks can't exactly get anywhere else. And so kudos to you guys for what you've done and making this scoreboard show truly what it is.
Well, I promise I wasn't trying to lead you into that for kudos to us, but I do appreciate the words. It's been fun. And that's why Boz and I do it and have our production meetings every single week and love getting to the games every single week, is we so enjoy the relationships that have been built over the last two. This is the finish of the second season of this show, but the relationships with you, the listeners, the coaches, the players, Boz and I, and I didn't know how I was going to bring this up without Boz here, but since you're here, I'll still bring it up. We had a very, very fun interaction last Saturday as we went to the Troy Blue Valley Randolph girls basketball semifinal game. And it was one where Boz and I knew we were going to be covering Troy at state. Well, we were hoping that they would make it to state, and they have. But we wanted to, you know, just take in a game that we knew would be a good contest and see where they're at, how things were going. What we did not expect was when we had a young athlete actually come up to us and want to meet us, and we took a picture with them. And so I want to give a shout out to Logan Blevins of Troy for coming up. Now, granted, I told him this, you know, in person too, Fluke. But I told him I didn't really like the jersey he was wearing. You know, he's got a LeBron James jersey on. You know, people say he's the greatest of all time. I'll have that debate with anybody. But it was a great interaction, and he came up, and then his mom followed that up on Monday when I was at the game in Burlingame for Troy Burlingame Boys, and she said, "I just want you to know that we've got our son, anyway, listened to your show, and he hung on to your guys' words and what you said about the, you know, their athletes and stuff." And that's why we do this show. We could easily just give scores, as you mentioned, and we could easily just adapt to, okay, this is what happened tonight in these games. Have a great night. Good talking to you. But we truly believe that it's opportunity for these kids to get shined on a little bit. And that's why this show has became from a 25-minute show to a two-hour show. We want to make sure the kids get every opportunity to get that light shine on them. And so that's a big reason why we do what we do. And that's what we've done with the MSC Radio Group as a whole, I feel like. This has been such a great company that has invested in the communities that we serve for almost 50 years. And this is something that we continue to build, grow, and adapt for moving forward to continually just shine the light on these rural communities that get overlooked by nationwide or even statewide companies. But we live in these communities, we support in these communities, and we love that these communities enjoy interacting with us.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you guys are celebrities, but
no, we are not.
No, it's been fun, and we're truly blessed. And, you know, it means more to folks around here because of the continued success and just how much we are able to, you know, bring to the folks around this area. And once you get to state, you know, you kind of got teams that were rooting, you know, that were rivals going against each other during the year, and all of a sudden they become fans, you know, cheering for, that's my team from the Twin Valley League, that's my team from the, you know, Big East League or whatever. So it's kind of like everybody comes together, and it all makes it worth it in the end, and we're blessed because they have great runs and usually have great results. So.
Fluke's got a big insight for you guys here in just a few moments. We're going to talk about those state teams once again, but I promise recaps from some amazing games that happened tonight across our area of networks, and we're going to start in the Valley Heights Substate, as Donovan West took on a Wabunsee team that went to the wire last year against Valley Heights in the sub-state championship game. This year, they take on another Twin Valley League team, local foe in Donovan West, and the Mustangs head back to the state tournament. Tom Couch with the recap.
In Blue Rapids, Kansas tonight at the Valley Heights Class 2A sub-state girls championship night. And guys, it was very easy to get a little confused. The question is, did the Mustangs win, or did the Mustangs win? And the two games tonight, the answer is yes. In game one, it was the Valley Heights Mustangs. They knocked off Kansas City Christian 52-36 to advance to the state tournament. They were led by Ava Smith, 17 points. Tessa Miller had 10. And Valley Heights and head coach Jordan Brockstrom move on to the Class 2A tournament. Second game of the night, how about the Donovan West Lady Mustangs? They get by the Wabunsee Chargers in a game that never saw Donovan West trail. Was it close? The whole night. Donovan West got an early lead. They started off up 2-0. They led by 4 at halftime, then led by 1 at the end of 3 quarters, and the game was tied with 2 minutes to go. But Donovan West was able to hold Wabunsee off, and with a dozen points from Courtney Johnson and 10 apiece for Brianna Eady and Katie Johnson, D. West goes on to take their team to Bramlage next week and on to the state championship. So again, a great sub-state in Valley Heights, Kansas. And tonight in the ladies' championship, it was Mustangs and Mustangs. First game, Valley Heights winning. Game two, it was Donovan West. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, and I think Fluke, we got to get Tom a little bit of a rest for his voice because he's been rocking some Benedictine. By the way, this past Monday, BC women not only win, they went big.
Champs in the Heart.
In the Heart Conference Championship, they will be in the national tournament. Tom Couch will have those games on 93.7 FM, but he's also having to head out to Salina because Atchison, the Phoenix, make it to the state tournament as well. Tonight, though, it was all Mustangs for him at Valley Heights. How about Crittenden Prophet? He had two teams that, I tell you right now, Fluke, nobody had these two teams in this sub-state championship game except for these two local communities, and that's what Crittenden started his broadcast off talking about, kind of the underdogs of this sub-state battling out for a chance to go to Dodge City next week. It was Blue Valley, Randolph, and Frankfort on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Crittenden Prophet, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 at KMZA, covering the Class 1A Division 1 Substate Boys Championship between the Blue Valley Randolph Rams taking on the Frankfort Wildcats. The Rams coming in as a 9 seed. They had an incredible run to get to this point, upsetting Centralia and the number one team in the Substate, Lincoln High School. Frankfort Wildcats, their trip has also been very well as they take down Onega, and then they also upset the number 3 team in the state, Bishop Seabury Academy, 73-70. Again, a big matchup here tonight, the Rams and the Wildcats. The Wildcats, though, they were able to come out on top, 44-36. Let's break this one down. Frankfort, they led after the first quarter, 20-7. Lane the Wiseau, he had 9 points in the first quarter, as well as 2 rebounds and a 3-point shot and a steal. He also finished the game with 13 points total. The half ended 27-18 as the Rams outscored the Wildcats 11-7 in the second quarter. Another outscored quarter was also in the third as the Rams outscored the Wildcats 8-4, but Wildcats outpacing throughout the fourth quarter, outscoring the Rams 13-10 in it to win 44-36. Again, not a high-scoring game between these two teams compared to their last couple of ones they've had on the season, but Frankfort, man, Their defense was great throughout this game. They did a great job adjusting to the Rams' defense. The Rams, their big thing was lock down Wes Anderson. They didn't want him to shoot that three-point shot. Anderson, he was closed off for a good maybe 10 minutes portion of the second half, but then he was able to get going. He had a three-point shot in the fourth quarter, as well as a two-for-two performance at the free throw line to ice out the game. He finished with 8 total points, as well as 9 total rebounds on the game. Carter Olson for the Wildcats, also a big one there for him. 9 points and 4 boards. Wildcats altogether hit 5 threes on the game. The Ryan being held to just 6 threes on the game. Braden Brockman for the Rams, he had the outstanding 13 points to carry them. Unfortunately, there, Rams, their incredible postseason run comes to the end. The Frankfurt season run continues at the state tournaments next week down at Dodge City. Again, the Frankfurt Wildcats moving on to Dodge City at the state tournament in Class 1A Division 1 is in the Class 1A Division 1 Substate Championship boys. They took down the Rams 44-36. This has been Critton Proffitt of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Critton, thank you very much for that recap. And then finally, from the Hiawatha Substate, it was three local teams, battling it out. What would be Perry LeCompton taking on Bishop Ward in the first game of the night, and then Sabetha and Silver Lake on the guy's side trying to punch their ticket to state. Brandon Tadman had the call on 103.9 KNZA.
No tricks, all treats for you on Friday night on KNZA. Two fantastic 3A boys games. 4 teams, 2 spots in the state tournament were on the line. Both games absolutely fantastic. The atmosphere in both games, fantastic as well. Both games coming down to the final possessions. Let's get going here in our recap. Starting in game one, it was Perry LeCompton and Bishop Ward. It was Cyclones and Cause. This game, fun throughout. Bishop Ward got out to a hot start. Tyler Holmes, the Kaw Valley Conference Player of the Year. 9 points in the first quarter. Cyclones had a 19-14 advantage after the first 8 minutes. But Perry LeCompton ramped it up on both ends. They outscored the Cyclones 20-10 in the second, and the Cause had a 34-29 halftime lead. Bishop Ward came out. Defensive end, they were solid. Held Perry to just 7 third-quarter points, and we were deadlocked at 41-41 going into the fourth quarter. Game was back and forth. Teams exchanging buckets. At the end, final possession, Cyclones had a 3-point lead. Perry LeCompton, a good look, a straightaway 3 from Ronnie Baker at the buzzer would have sent it to overtime, but just missed off the front rim, and the Cyclones were able to hold on. Final count, 56-53. Cyclones are at the state tournament now. First time for them going to state since 2007. They'll enter the state tournament with a record of 16-7. Tyler Holmes, 17 points and 9 rebounds. Quintavion Pike, also 14-6. On Perry LeCompton's side, a record of 12-11. Impressive run for them, but it ends in the title game tonight. Cause got 15 points from Ronnie Baker, 11 apiece from Colton Kneiper and Eli Dean. The Cause record to finish the year at 12-11. Second game, no different. Crowd might have been a little more ramped up in that one. A big East League rematch. Sabetha and Silver Lake, they played back on January 31st at Silver Lake, and it was the Eagles winning in overtime 60-58. Well, it was all Eagles in the first quarter. They had a 15-0 run in that first quarter. They led it 18-6 after one, but Sabetha, a 16-7 advantage in the second quarter, gave the score a 25-22 margin for Silver Lake at the half. They were close the rest of the way. It was a 4-point Silver Lake lead going into the fourth quarter, and even Silver Lake, key crucial free throws missed down the stretch, gave Sabetha an opportunity. Blue Jays had a possession, 5-6 seconds to go, down 3, but they turned it over. Silver Lake got 1 of 2 free throws from Dane Johnson, and the final margin 49-45 in favor of Silver Lake. They joined the girls. First time in school history, Eagles have both the boys and the girls team at the state tournament in the same year. Dane Johnson led the way. He was our player of the game. 13 points. He was 7 of 8 at the line. And they also got 12 points and 3 rebounds in the game from Brody Dider. 12 points as well from Jared Johnson. Sabetha, again, came up just a bit short. They had a thrilling overtime win at St. Mary's in the semifinals to get to this game. Just a monster performance from Mitchell Kramer with 15. Kyler Winger had 12. But again, you go back to it down the stretch. Some crucial turnovers by the Blue Jays costing them in this game tonight. Sabetha's season ends with a record of 13-10. Silver Lake, they head to Hutch, a record of 18-5. Excited to have that covered for you next week out at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Again, the two finals tonight from the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. Bishop Ward defeating Perry LeCompton 56-53, and Sabetha falling to Silver Lake in the nightcap 49-45. I'm Brady Tammer reporting right here on the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Tad, thank you very much for that, as he's got to get himself prepared and ready to go next week as he's going to the state tournament. And Fluke, we've got a handful that are going to the state tournament next week across the state of Kansas.
Two handfuls and one toe.
There we go.
We got 11 teams that we're going to be broadcasting on radio for, I think, next week at the state tournament.
Okay.
And for our MSC coverage area, there are 15 teams going to state. So that would include the Twin Valley League, the Northeast Kansas League, and the Big East League, plus Atchison. So of those three leagues in Atchison that we carry, there are 15 local teams going to state, 8 boys and 7 girls, so pretty even there. And teams that we'll cover on the radio would be 6 boys teams and 5 girls teams that we'll have on the radio next week. So that's pretty cool. If you want the breakdown a little bit by league, there are 9 Twin Valley League teams going to state next week.
Wow.
There are 3 Big East League teams going to state. And the interesting thing to me about that is that it's Silver Lake girls and boys and Rossville boys. So of the 3 Big East League teams going to state basketball, none are from the former Big 7. It's all from the former Mid-East. You got 2 teams from the Northeast Kansas League, 1 girls team, 1 boys team, and then Atchison. So that's kind of the 15 teams in our area going to state. And 11 of them we'll have on the radio next week on our 4 different stations. Again, we'll get those brackets in the next 12 hours. We'll get our broadcast plans, everything figured out and posted on mscsports.net. But we'll have enough people in enough places. 5 different sites, I think, we'll be at to cover state tournament games next week. And that doesn't even include our stations in Nebraska. We had a state championship game tonight Nebraska station. Fall City Sacred Heart won the girls' D2 state championship tonight. So we had, I think, 3 teams in southeast Nebraska make the state tournament. And Sacred Heart tonight finished it up winning it all. We still have a boys' team next week, Johnson Brock, in the state tournament in Nebraska as well. So there you go. We started the broadcast talking about how lucky we are and how great high school athletics are in the area that we cover. There's the proof in the pudding.
Now, again, it's something that if you want to go back and listen to that championship from Fall City Sacred Heart, that'll be on the MSC Sports website as well. Shout out MJ hanging out with us for that game on Sunny 101.3 this evening. If you're on Facebook Live, you get to see her right now. She's waving in the background. Joseph Curry down at Care Country doing phenomenal work throughout the entire season of football, basketball, scoreboard show. It's been long evenings for that man on Friday nights, and we greatly appreciate him. We thank MJ. The work is not done yet. We've got one more week of postseason basketball, and that will also include Benedictine on 93.7 FM as well. But Fluke, before I dive into a little bit of BC before we wrap up tonight, we got 15 teams going to state, and we've got 11 on our sister stations across our networks. You've been doing this a while. I've been doing this for, a little less time. But how many times can you remember double-digit teams in the state basketball tournament a week? I can remember consistently having anywhere from 6 to 8, maybe 9. Having double digits seems to be as maybe not as often.
No, I don't know if it's ever happened, to be honest. I think that 6 to 8 range is usually pretty typical. I don't think we've ever had less than 5 or 6 teams to cover at a state basketball tournament in our area. The one thing I will say, the little asterisk, if you will, or caveat, is that we do have a new station this year, and we started covering some more teams a little more regularly than we used to as we added a 4th station here in Northeast Kansas to our MSC radio family. So I think, without that extra station, there might be a team or two like a Rossville boys that we're probably going to cover next week that we maybe wouldn't have covered before had we not had that station. So I guess that's the little asterisk, is that we have added a new station, started covering a few new teams. But 11 to broadcast live play-by-play next week at state, that'll be a lot of fun.
Be a lot of fun. And again, everything will be on mscsports.net. That will be where you can find everything you need to know about where the games that you care about will be next week, as well as the ability for you to listen. And this is something that's new as well for the listeners, that we've done our due diligence, but it's a good reminder for them as well. We got a new app that's really easy for you to download that you can listen to any game at any point in time throughout the day, because, again, these are not just evening games. Some games start at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And so you might need to have that app ready, locked and loaded, right?
Everybody that's downloaded the app loves it. We've heard so much positive feedback on the app. It's MSC Radio, so search it in your Google or iPlay Store. And yeah, MSC Radio, it's a couple easy clicks. It's a lot easier than going to our website and clicking Listen Live and then finding the station. So download the app. It's easy. It's free. It's MSC Radio.
So Benedictine, big time win this past Monday at Manu. That was a big time road environment for the women, and they win the Heart of America Conference Tournament, beating Mid-America Nazarene 65-51 in that one. That was on 93.7 FM as well. And Fluke, they have found their way to McKenzie, Tennessee as the number 8 seed in the national tournament, is where Benedictine will be. And so this is the second straight year, 14th time in program history that BC women have punched their ticket to the national tournament. And that was decided before the Heart tournament even happened. But that was a little icing on the cake to be able to go and win the tournament on Monday night.
Yeah, because they were like the number, was it the 4 or 5 seed? BC was the 4 or 5 seed going into the Heart of America Conference tournament, and they won it all. And so now they're the number 8 seed in the national tournament. So,
they will play this next week as well. And this is where we talked about old Tommy Boy a little bit. Okay, need to get that voice rested up just a little, because Tom is going to be maybe putting some miles on in the next week or so, because on March 14th, that's next Friday, will be Benedictine taking on LSU Alexandria in McKenzie, Tennessee. That's at the Bethel College in Tennessee as well. The winner of that contest will take on either the number 1 seed Bethel or local Kansas College Sterling as the 16 seed. So all likelihood, again, probably the 1 seed, but you never know, going to the national tournament. So that's an 8-9 matchup. Those are always so fun once you get to the national tournament, whether it's here at NAIA or NCAA or here locally with the new formats that we've had. What were your thoughts this year on the new format for postseason basketball?
I think overall I liked it. I appreciated the fact that they seeded 1 through 16 instead of just all these groupings of 8 or you have a better chance of kind of stretching things out and getting the best teams to the state tournament. That's what it's all about. So I like that part of it. I still think there's some adjustments they can do. For one thing, like 1A doesn't need to start as soon as it did. Like too much break in between games and sub-state.
Yeah.
I don't think that was necessary unless it's for officiating. So I think they could tweak that. And I still think they could tweak it even a little bit more to like what 4A, 5A, and 6A is doing with the quadrants and seed it, you know, even more further out, just again to try to get the best teams at the state tournament. That's what it's all about. So I think it's a step in the right direction. I think it was progress, but I think there's still some more tweaks that can be made.
More tweaks, and again, nothing's perfect the first time you build it, so they're going to continue to adapt it. I loved it. I thought it was a great, as you mentioned, step in the right direction. It's an opportunity for, and we heard it from a couple coaches even tonight, saying that, hey, this new format helped us because we didn't have to go through a traditional quote-unquote regional like we've done in years past, playing localized teams that we've already played before or already had to go through. And when you've got quality teams, and we can look directly at a couple different sub-state sites, one that's popping out of my mind right now is 1A Division I in Centralia. You had 3 local teams that are very, very qualified to be at state: Clifton, Clyde, Centralia, and Troy. Well, 2 of them got to go to state no matter what because of the new format.
Better than 1.
Exactly.
Step in the right direction.
Step in the right direction. More opportunities to come. But I appreciate you joining me tonight and making this a little bit easier for me, because I don't think I could ever do a scoreboard show solo, and the people at home would not want to listen to that all night long.
You could do it if you had to, and you would.
If I had to. Want to. But we'd make it work. But once again, I want to give a shout-out to big thanks to all of our studio producers that have helped out throughout this season: Ray Penning, as well as Chance Link, as well as Seth Tolleson, as well as Kurt Kilman, MJ Hammock, Joseph Curry down at CARE as well. And then I got one final thing that I was asked if I could do on this final show. And apparently, because there's a Dairy Queen ice cream cake on the line, I didn't get told I was going to get a slice of this, but this is me putting it out there into the universe that I better get a slice of it. Shout out to Dave Johnson from Highland, from Jason Tynan from Axtell. All righty? That's what I needed to get out there here in our final show, because apparently now Dave Johnson owes Jason Tynan a Dairy Queen ice cream cake, and I need a slice of it.
Well, David Johnson texted me a little bit ago, and he said, why have I never been on this call-in scoreboard show? And I said, you know, you've had the number. That's on you. I don't know why you haven't been on it. Probably because you haven't called. That was my response to Mr. Johnson.
Well, we just threw it out there, and Dave, you got an opportunity come August as we will have the Giant Communications Hotline back open for you as you can call in. Because we, Boz and I, ask for it every single week. Call in, talk about a game you were at. But, man, this dates back to last August the 30th was our first show, and our final show here tonight on March the 8th, a Saturday edition, some state championship edition. Can't do it without all of our studio producers, all of our business sponsors that you hear throughout the production of this show. Make sure that you thank them. Make sure that you patronize their businesses because the entertainment, the exclusive access to coaches and information that you get during this show would not be possible without them. For my partner Justin tonight and my partner Boz, who is in Kansas City, I know he's been listening and he's been have you ever been, I think it's called foaling. It's bowling with like a football, like a air, I don't know, not a real football, but aerodynamic, I don't know what you call them. It's got a tail on it. Anyway, it's foaling, and he's been doing that for the last couple hours with some of his agents. So I know you've been having fun doing that, Boz, and we'll be back on a mic next week. But we'll have every schedule, every single state tournament bracket on MSCSports.net within the next 12 to 16 hours. We're excited for this. And a little shameless plug, if you are a business that you know wants to be on these broadcasts of our state tournament sites, all you got to do is reach out to the radio stations in your local community. That's either 92.1 KMZA, 103.9 KMZA, or 93.7 FM KAIR. We'd love to have you partner with us to make this possible for all the kids to get their opportunity to be on the radio. We want to let everybody know that we wish every team good luck as they head to the state tournaments next week. Let's bring some state championships back to Northeast Kansas as we wrap up one more sports season here in 2025. Thanks so much for hanging out with us throughout the entire year. Until next year, have a great night. For those of you traveling to state sites, drive safe. And if you see one of our broadcasters, go up and tell them hi. Give them a high five and tell them how much you love listening to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JBN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.